This is Kenneth Chaust, author of Exodus and Emancipation, using ideas explored in the book to provide supplementary commentary on the Seder and the Haggadah. This talk, number two, discusses aspects of freedom that are intrinsic to the concept of Seder. Not only the social gathering on the night of the Seder an experience of freedom, the very table layout and plan for the evening also demonstrate our status as free people. Even before we begin Kiddush, we recite the sequential list of activities of Passover Eve, Kadeh, Shurachatz, Karpas, Yachatz, and go on to Korach, Shulchan, Orach. This list highlights the concept of Seder, a word meaning ordered or organized. It characterizes a well-thought-out and planned activity. The planning and organization are reflected in the concept and design of a Seder plate. The food symbols for the occasion are not simply placed haphazardly on the plate. Rather, there is a specific layout which is subject to debate among three distinct points of view, the Ramah and Maril, second the Gra, and third the Ari. Each is governed by a different principle. See the Rimon Haggadah for an explanation. In Or HaChaim 742, paragraph 2, it says, Yisadeh shulchano yafeh b'kelim na'im k'fi kocho v'yachin makom moshevo sheyeshev haseva derech chirus. The table should be laid out with beautiful dinnerware, consistent with the host's status and the seating plan so as to facilitate eating in comfort as a free person would. As we take our places and review the layout with gratitude to the host, we should recognize that the well-planned-out evening is in itself a framework of chirus, the actions of a free person. In sharp contrast, slaves could not control the order of their days or lives. They had even less control over the daily diet, since it was provided by the master or overseer. Quote, no table is provided for them to eat from. They know nothing of the comfort and pleasure of gathering round the social board. Each takes his plate or tin pan and iron spoon and holds it in the hand or the lap. I never saw slaves seated around the table to partake of any meal. End quote. Testimony of Angelina Grimke Weld, a member of a prominent slaveholding family in South Carolina. Speaking from personal experience, Booker T. Washington writes in his autobiography, Up From Slavery, quote, I cannot remember a single instance during my childhood or early boyhood when our entire family sat down to the table together and God's blessing was asked and the family ate a meal in a civilized manner. It was a piece of bread here and a scrap of meat there. It was a cup of milk one time and some potatoes another time. Sometimes a portion of our family would eat out of a skillet or pot, while someone else would eat from a tin plate on his knees, end quote. On the night of the Seder, we move on to actuate the list and conclude Kadesh with the blessing Shehecheyanu. We sanctify this night and thank God for bringing us to this occasion. Shehecheyanu is in itself an overt declaration of freedom. A slave has no control over his time. He does not own it. A slave is at his master's disposal 24/7. He can be called on to duty in the middle of the night if it pleases his owner. Free individuals, on the other hand, can set aside time and devote it to matters spiritual. On Passover night, we thank God for our new moment in time with freedom to assemble with family and friends and to set aside our daily tasks for a higher purpose.